Mark Twain is one of America's great storytellers, a writer who did as much as anyone to create the American identity. His own identity was forged by his early work as a newspaper reporter, and that work is rich with stories about the time he spent in Hawaii. Those stories are being brought to life in a one-man show at Manoa Valley Theater by Jerry Tracy, and Jerry's on the line from the Big Island. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Chris.
Pretty irresistible subject, isn't it?
Yes. Mark Twain has a special place in my heart, and I really love the old guy. He's from Missouri like I am, so we're good people of the earth.
Well, like him, like you, he's ranged far and wide, and he found himself in Hawaii as a reporter and got, during the time he spent here, he covered some amazing stories, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And one of the most amazing is about the survivors of the clipper ship Hornet that he ended up interviewing some of those survivors. And in this show that I'm doing at Manoa Valley Theater, I mentioned that at the end of my show, and then sort of leave a hook saying, but that's another story. So I don't really delve into that story because, you know, it's exciting and dramatic. There's not a lot of humor in it, though, and that's what I go for, is the humor, because Mark Twain's humor is undeniable, and I love it.
When you read the writers, the great American writers who preceded Twain, and I'm thinking of Melville and Hawthorne and Fenimore Cooper, their style seems kind of European as compared to Mark Twain.
Yes, indeed. And many people say that Mark Twain gave America a voice, and I think there's much truth to that. He decided not to go with the Eurocentric way of telling stories, and wrote in vernacular much of the time. And of course, he was condemned for it, you know, widely and broadly for at first. But then, of course, now over the years, we've come to realize that. For instance, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn is probably one of the finest American books ever written.
No doubt. Hemingway said that American literature began with Huckleberry Finn.
Yeah, began with Mark Twain, yeah.
Well, you know, just referring briefly to the story of the Hornet, because it was an amazing story of survival at sea, and didn't the survivors turn up in Hilo?
Lapa-Hoi-Hoi.
They
washed ashore in a longboat in Lapa-Hoi-Hoi, and I think they were then taken to Hilo and then eventually to Honolulu, where Anson Burlingame arranged for Twain to be taken there on a cot because he was suffering from saddle boils from riding around the Big Island on a mule. And so he took Twain to the hospital where they were in a cot, and Twain did the interviews lying down.
Which gave him an amazing national, that was quite a journalistic coup.
Yes, it was, and it was his probably the pinnacle of that part of his job, being the roving reporter for the Honolulu correspondent for the Sacramento Union.
Well, it had a lot to do with making his national reputation, don't you think, the work that he did?
Yes, right, because shortly after that, he came back to the mainland and started his speaking tour where he related his experiences in the Sandwich Islands. And so Ron Powers calls him the first American rock star. He at first was petrified to do it, to speak in front of people, and then he really cottoned on to it and became quite the raconteur, as it were.
Which totally fuels your performance, doesn't it, Jerry?
Because yes, indeed, yes.
He was
because
one of the.
I'm playing I play Twain as the old man in with white hair in the white linen suit, reminiscing and looking back on his time when he came to Hawaii.
And by that time, his persona was very well honed, yeah?
By that time, he's well comfortable in his position in America and society. And when he came to Hawaii, not so much. He was 31 years old and full of spunk, but still looking for himself.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of making his bones as a reporter. And even you can even see the writing style kind of coming into being, yeah?
Right, yes, yes.
Well, you've had to study his work pretty closely. Have you sort of gone through the range of the early journalistic stuff and then,
I can't say that I've gotten through everything he wrote because he was so prolific.
Yeah.
But I certainly, for my show, I draw on many different, and not only his letters from Hawaii, which is the backbone of the show,
mm-hmm.
but then I also... I have a section from Letters from the Earth, which is part of his late dark writing,
yeah.
which unbelievably was not even published until I was in high school, crying out loud. I can't believe it.
It kind of scared people, Letters
yeah,
from the
Earth.
Yeah,
it is. It is. Well, it is pretty scary, some of it, and pretty hard to swallow for some people. And then I also, when his autobiography, Part One, came out in 2010, that
yeah.
also supplied me with some more information for the show and quotes from hither and yon. It's sort of a pastiche I put together of a Valentine to Mark Twain, as it were.
Well, Jerry, I hope you get in the one about Wagner's music being a lot better than it sounds.
Oh, yes. Oh, he had many...
He's good at that stuff.
...to say about the Germans and German people and the German opera. Yeah, he was...
Well, Jerry, good to talk to you, and good luck with your show, yeah?
Yeah, nice to talk to you again, Chris, and thank you for your support.
Always. Jerry Tracy is the artistic director of Kona's Aloha Performing Arts Company. He's coming to Oahu to perform Mark Twain Rides Again, his one-man show adapted from the 1866 newspaper columns that Samuel Langhorne Clemens wrote for the Sacramento Union. That's Monday and Tuesday, May 26th and 27th at Manoa Valley Theater. And details are at hpr2.org.